Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access with No Scott Zolak. I'm Bob Soucy filling in with head coach Bill Belichick, whose Patriots recorded a 12th win for the 8th straight year and with it clinched a first round bye in the upcoming playoffs. Bill, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. Our team really improved, I think, over the course of the year. And, after just the so-so September, these guys have really, made a good commitment to the team and to their performance, and we've played much better here over the last 8 weeks of the season.
Certainly improvement, too, in Week 16 against the Bills. Fair to say a tale of two halves in that game overall?
Absolutely. We really never had the ball in the first half offensively and defensively. Even though we didn't give up a lot of points, they had the ball quite a bit. They controlled field position. They controlled the clock. And in the second half, we were able to make some third down stops. We went on some extended drives offensively and kind of flipped the field on that. So that was it was definitely two halves.
You guys announced the signing of James Harrison, the longtime Pittsburgh Steeler, 2 weeks after you added Kenny Britt. This late in the year, with so little time for those guys to learn the playbook, do you have to be creative in establishing rules for them?
Well, we'll see how it goes. Those players have a lot of experience, and we'll see how between our game plan and how quickly they're able to catch up and get up to speed with what we're doing, what we can use them for, what kind of packages or personnel groups that we can involve them in. So we'll just have to see how it goes.
Looking ahead to the Jets game earlier this year, you talked about their great effort consistently. They also are willing, it seems, these days to try anything as they enter the final game of their season. They started the Chargers contest with an onside kick. So do your players have to be on guard for the Jets to really throw caution to the wind, so to speak?
Well, they play that way anyway. They're an aggressive team. They throw the ball down the field. They have a very good vertical passing game, and their pressure defense, they'll bring players from the secondary, linebackers, and mix their coverages pretty well. So they've been in a lot of close games, and they've been competitive all year long. We certainly had a hard time with them down there. It really came down to a couple of key plays. I know they've improved a lot since we played them the first time. We're going to have to play a lot better than we did in the first game.
How much have the two rookies improved at safety, Adams and May, for them?
Well, they've gotten a lot of snaps, and they've gotten a lot of snaps together, so that's probably a better question to ask them, but they've shown good talent and ability to show up and make some plays to help the